Coming to you from the HagmanReport.com studio, located in the Keystone State, birthplace of a mighty nation, it's your host, Doug Hagman.
And welcome to Hagman. It is the Hagman Report for today. It is Monday, October 9th, 2023. Have we seen over the last, 48, 72 hours, just a whirlwind of prophetic events unfolding? I think we have. Just for your edification, I was in my office at 2 o'clock or 2:30 on Saturday morning. And are we okay, by the way, with the feed, Eric the Tech? Okay, because I just on the preview monitor, I see some freezing. I didn't know if that's on our end or if it's feeding through. Okay. Anyway, I was at my desk, and I got a phone call from my stepson, and he said, "Do you have the news on?" I said, "Yep." And he said, are you plugged into any alternative sources?" And I said, "Yep." And he said, "Do you see what's going on?" And I said, "Yep." I was watching it in real time. And the invasion of Israel by Hamas, obviously. And you know, folks, look, that's the big, really, that's the entirety. That's the big news of the day, of the week. This is a second time in Israel's 70 plus year history, or 70 year history, that an invasion or an antagonistic hit like this has happened. The last time, 1973. Before I get into the show, I've got so much to cover with you, from what's going on there in the Middle East to asking questions about how in the world can everyone miss this, meaning the Mossad, the IDF, the intelligence agencies, the U.S. I don't think they did. But before I get any further, I want to thank those who support this show. I have been dealing with a couple of sources, one in the Middle East, a couple of people down at the southern border, one other person going investigating the encampment in New York, another investigating the encampment, Colony Ridge in Texas. So your support helps us do that. But I'm excited. And you know why I'm excited? Because we have a brand new sponsor, and I want to welcome them aboard. Noble Gold. That's right. I'm going to tell you what. I had to try them out through my stepson, actually. And because he is redoing his IRA and his investments, such as they are. But Noble Gold provided him with tremendous help, okay? Folks, if you want to take control, and I know you do, if you want to take control of your financial future, but if you don't know where to start, Noble Gold Investments, they understand. I want you, if you're watching this, and I hope you're watching this, take a look at your screen. HagmanReportGold.com. That's where to go. You know, investing in precious metals may sound very confusing, especially when you tie it up with an IRA, 401k, whatever. Okay. But the team at Noble Gold Investments makes it easy. And you know how I know? Is because I sat right next to my stepson last week when he called Noble Gold. Other people, what do they have to say about Noble Gold Investment? Their customers, or the customers with Noble Gold? The staff answered all of my questions and helped me every step of the way. No pressure sales tactics, just honest guidance. Folks, isn't that what we're looking for? Is just honest guidance? Securing My future is less stressful thanks to Noble Gold's expertise. That's another individual, another person, another customer. So don't settle for financial uncertainty, especially with what we've seen over the last 72 hours. Don't settle for financial uncertainty. Please don't. Please go visit my sponsor at HagmanReportGold.com. That's my URL for Noble Gold. Or call 877-646-5347. I'm so excited to have them as a sponsor. I mean, absolutely inside. You know, Noble Gold Investments, they've got an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and countless five-star reviews. Don't wait any longer. If you have seen advertisements for Noble Gold, oh, take advantage of this right now. As soon as the program is over, please call Noble Gold at 877-646-5347 or visit them at HagmanReportGold.com. Protect your retirement with a gold IRA. Folks, I've got to say this. Look, there's always a risk of investment, and there's no guarantee of any kind. You know that. So just take that into consideration. But I've got to tell you, Noble Gold, they're just gold. They're gold. They're golden. That's HagmanReportGold.com. Noble Gold is who I trust. All right. And welcome. Welcome aboard. Thank you so much. Welcome aboard. All right. We've got a whirlwind of biblical events unfolding right now. I've got to tell you, it's almost like I don't even know where to start, but I'll start here. Randy Taylor, rt@hagmanpi.com. That's his email address. He was on with me last week. You know, it seems like a year ago. Randy, come on board. And doesn't it seem like a year or at least a month?
It seems like a lot of time has passed since the last time we talked. And it was just a few days ago.
I'm going to tell you something.
Man, just unbelievable how fast things are happening in the world today, world events. That whole weekend was a whirlwind.
I can barely talk. You know, I seriously, I can barely talk, form sentences, coherent sentences right now because, I spent the entire weekend just glued to the media.
Well, you had to because it was changing. Things were changing so fast.
I got to tell you this. There was one point when I had my office landline in one ear and my cell phone in the other ear, okay, talking to two different people about the same subject. And that's how crazy it got. And that was Saturday afternoon.
All I know is when I text you, you text back. It doesn't matter what time it is. I can text you at 2:30 in the morning and get a text back. So,
oh, man.
It's fine. It's nice to know someone that has a screwed up sleeping schedule like mine.
Yeah, and that's the other thing too. I know you tried to spend some time with your family this weekend. I know that you've got other family up in Canada. This past weekend was their Thanksgiving. Happy Thanksgiving to the
people. Yeah, today.
Today.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, silly me. No, happy Canadian Thanksgiving. Okay.
Oh, right on.
What's that?
I said right on.
Yeah.
What a weekend, though.
Wow. Well, you know, it's interesting because a couple of things taking place here. And you have, of course, working on this together, these show notes are multiple pages in length. Let's start off with the obvious, obviously. Let's start off with what's going on over in Israel. And, you know, RT, Randy Taylor, myself, I'm not going to post or I'm not going to play a lot of the videos that I downloaded and saved in real time. Mm-hmm. some of the most horrific, barbaric, unbelievable things I can't bring myself to do it.
And why we don't need to, we really don't need to gross the audience out with that. I mean, some of it's really just horrific. And you know, it's bad enough you hear about it, you're going to hear about it, but you know, we try not to delve into that. We made those decisions 20 years ago about kind of what we'd show and what we wouldn't.
We were dealing
with Al Qaeda and the violence in Iraq. We had to make decisions then as to what do we really need to expose the audience to.
Well, I got to tell you, when you and I discussed putting the beheading videos up, and I put the beheading videos up back in 07, 05, 06, something like that. I don't recall.
Oh, right. In the very beginning. 03, 04. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. In the very beginning. I think starting with Nicholas Berg or Daniel Pearl. Okay. Well, one of the two. I was on Fox News and they were asking me, why'd you put this up? And I said, well, because people needed to see what exactly was going on. Man, I've got to change of heart now because I cannot put up a video of a woman getting a young girl actually getting raped next to a corpse, you know, I can't do it. But that's what's taking place right now. Where grandmothers are being used as human shields, children are being shot. It's horrific.
It is horrific. It's something that you never. You know, we were talking last week about the type of enemies that we're facing, and this enemy you're facing, this isn't Geneva warfare stuff.
No.
You know, even under the Geneva warfare, there were horrific acts by the Germans and by the Japanese. Now, to strip that away to people that wouldn't even give an iota of thought to the Geneva Convention, it's horrific. You know, raping a girl, parading her around in a pickup truck afterwards, her dead body. You're dealing with savages. These are savages. This is what we're facing.
There's savage behavior on both sides. I know that. Okay. I know that. I mean, think back to Vietnam, My Lai massacre. You know, look, things like this happen in wartime. But this should not happen. None of this should happen in our name. And anyone who does this to another human being, but you're right, they're savages. I can't even call them animals because animals don't even do that. Yeah. Demonic.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. But here's, okay, so a couple.
And to relish in what they're doing.
Exactly.
Take joy in it.
Yeah. You know, it's so sickening, my friend. And,
it's the difference between if you and I accidentally blew up a house and had kids in it, we would be absolutely forlorn and upset, where they're jumping for glee. There's a big difference in how you conduct yourself.
I got to tell you this. I remember when I was doing, I was telling someone and I somehow I ran a red light and I was probably going 40, 45 miles an hour. And I hit a woman. I mean, T-boned her right in the driver's door. I pushed her into a second car and that second car got pushed into a third car. Anyway, to make a long story short, the woman I hit was the wife of a police officer. So believe me. Okay. And I hit the windshield really hard. And, the police got there and of course, there went my life. I mean, I had to take my driver's license test over again, but he was, because of who I hit, he was ripping off tickets one after another, after another, after another. And, but here's the thing. Here's why I mentioned that is when I was on the hospital bed in the ER and she was in the next bed in the ER, the bed next to me in the ER. And I cried my eyes out. I think that was one of the only times I ever cried because I could hear her moaning, thinking that her back was broken. And I thought to myself, all because of my stupidity. Mm-hmm. You know, and my wife, I just remember sobbing. And thankfully, nothing was broken. It just was badly injured.
But just at the very thought of it, that's what counts.
Right. So when you look at things like this, how can anyone justify this behavior?
You can't. And then in today's day and age, with the age of the cell phone, everything's gone on film now.
Yeah. Yeah.
There's no secrets. There's no secrets anymore.
Well, you've got.
And that's good, though. The world needs to see that. They need to know who we're fighting and what's going on. That was an abhorrent attack yesterday. Attacking a military installation is one thing. Attacking a civilian district is entirely another.
Well, okay, you started off by asking a question, and again, I want to know this. How did this happen
the greatest intelligence agency on the planet, bar none. I'm not talking about CIA. I'm talking about Mossad.
That's correct.
Mossad.
And even even the Five Eyes, everyone's got eyes over in that area, but the border that protects. Yes.
I guarantee we've got CIA resources embedded in it. They got to be.
Okay.
They've been there back when you and I were doing this. This stinks, though.
I feel like this is insulting to me. Because I don't believe any of this. I believe there was advanced knowledge, and I believe Biden knew about this. Blinken knew about this. I believe our IC knew about this, as well as
Netanyahu.
Exactly. Yep. I believe he knew about this. And if that is true, what is the objective here?
There was some discussion about this in our yesterday within my family, and my wife's pretty sharp on this stuff. And she, one thing to throw out in the mix lately, with the things that our governments have been doing as far as exposing children to this sexual material and all this sexual stuff in schools, there's been quite a rising in North America and especially in Canada. And I'm sure in other places in the world, leave our children alone. And the one thing that is notable about this protest, Muslims, Christians, East Indians, Hindus, everybody, doesn't matter who they are, universally are getting together and tasking the government and saying, leave our children alone. Huge protests across Canada, definitely, here in the last couple of weeks. Things all across the United States. Cases of white people and Muslims going into school boards and taking school boards apart, you know, screaming at them, presenting evidence that, you know, just taking them to task. So what you have is you have unity, which is one thing that the globalists fear. They fear unity and they fear faith. So what would they do? Obviously, do something to drive that wedge right back in, because today in Toronto, there's no million-man march for the children. You have the Palestinians protesting and doing their parade and festival and joy over this incident, over what happened in Israel, okay? And you've got the Israelis going to be on the street today. What do we have again? What the globalists want? Division. Strategy of tension. We've discussed this many times.
Right.
Many times. People stick that on your refrigerator. Strategy of tension. Every time there's a fall of a country. Every time. What these forces do, they pit everyone against each other, every cause against each other. And so her idea was that maybe that's what they were up to. And I thought that was, you know what? It's very perceptive. Maybe that's what this was about. Because I'm sitting here looking and going, why? You can't tell me that the greatest, as far as I'm concerned, the greatest intelligence agency on the planet, you can't tell me that they didn't have an inkling of this.
I believe that they did. You know, it's almost as if this is 9/11 again. Mm-hmm. Okay. Because the greatest intelligence failure.
Yep.
In Israel's history.
Once again. See, 9/11, I don't know how much of the government knew. You couldn't have too many people in the government knew, because then there would be no secrecy. But the vital players knew.
Right.
So once again, you could take that and you can apply that over there and go, okay, well, maybe most of the people in Mossad didn't know. Somebody knew, though.
Somebody had to know.
They're too good at what they do.
Exactly.
Well,
yeah.
You know, I've followed Mossad and what they do for the last 30, 40 years. I mean, they're just an incredible outfit. They've had people inside of these groups, working inside of these groups. And the things that were moved and put into position, when you're talking about all the Katyusha rockets and things like that, those are things that you just don't walk down the street with without being noticed. Right. You know what I'm saying? Even a satellite flying overhead would pick that stuff up. So don't tell me that the CIA and Mossad did not know this. You know, we know why 9/11 happened. Okay? It was to start the Arab Spring. Plain and simple. Go in and start toppling leaders in Iraq. Get some air bases built over that we didn't have before. But topple people that would be against a new world order of old white guys.
And folks, if you think, look, there can be multiple reasons, multiple exploits. That's certainly... is at the very top, I believe, it was to really create a jumping point for the pivot of power in the Middle East, this is continuing. Go ahead.
Right. And that was that, the Arab Spring, which carried on into Obama's presidency, was to topple leaders that would have nothing to do with a regular New World Order of a Western New World Order. The Muslims would love to have a New World Order, but it would have to be a Muslim in charge, and it would be called a caliphate. And they've got a whole thing laid out with that, the 11th Imam and all comes back, and they've got their own beliefs in that. So as we go through and we look at the different countries that Bush went after, and look at the countries that Obama went after, what they were doing, they were toppling Middle Eastern leaders that would have absolutely nothing to do with a new world order coming from the West and telling them what to do. Saddam wouldn't have anything to do with it. Muammar Gaddafi wouldn't have anything to do with it. Assad wouldn't have anything to do with it. The difference is when they got to Syria, Russia stepped in.
Correct.
Now, you want to know why Russia's the bad guy? It doesn't have anything to do with Russia being the bad guy. The only people who think Russia's the bad guy are the globalists, because he basically halted the Arab Spring. He stopped it dead in its tracks.
Yes.
And how did he do that?
But not for altruistic reasons, but for power reasons. Go ahead.
I want to be clear on this. And you're going to find, and it became more exposed over the last 7 days. Vladimir Putin has no use for the New World Order. He does not want it. He does not want it to exist. And here's some good news, ladies and gentlemen. Vladimir Putin, I listened to him over the weekend, okay, has now designated Klaus Schwab of the World Economic Forum as a legitimate military target.
Exactly. Thank
you. Stop and think about that. Putin has now named the guy who is architecting and designing and has engineered the population. He's the guy behind the depopulation. This is the guy that Gates met with. This is who Soros has met with. This is all these different people and these countries are signing up with to kill off the farmland, starve the people, take their possessions, imprison them. They want to feed us artificial food, and then they want to kill us. They want to depopulate the earth.
And Putin named him as a legitimate enemy
military target.
Yes.
So that boy's days are numbered. And I honestly hope his family's included in it, too. because this little girl wants to carry on daddy's work. So I hope they smoke her ass too.
Exactly.
This, do it Israeli style, men, women, and children, the whole nine yards.
Well, right. And what's going to be happening, I'm going to tell you right now, in the next 24 to 48 hours, I don't think people are ready to see or to hear about, but you're going to be hearing about some things that we believe are going to happen over the next, again, next 24, 48, 72 hours, and henceforth, because, again, this is biblical. But just to get players, and by the way, I've got one item that when you hear it, folks, you're going to do a double, triple take, because I did not know this. And when I heard this, I had to double check with, just
horses.
Yeah. Hang on, because I thought, nah, this couldn't be right, but it's 100% right. But just so we get the players correct, you know, first of all, Israel was attacked by Hamas, right? Now, Hamas, just so people know this, Hamas is the military slash terrorist group located in the Gaza Strip and governing Gaza. Okay, now Gaza is 25 miles long and 5 miles wide. It's populated by 2 million people in that area. Hamas, again, their home base is Gaza. They have been ruling the Gaza Strip since 2007. They were founded in 1987. With Hamas, but different. Now, Hamas is a Sunni branch of Islam. The Shia component is Hezbollah, just so we're talking about the proper people here. Hezbollah has a hand in this as well, at least in a supportive role in the Hamas attack. But Hezbollah was formed in 1982 in response to the Israeli invasion of Lebanon. Now, Hezbollah, when translated, means party of God, and they're, of course, a Shia branch of Islam. So you've got Hamas being Sunni, Hezbollah being Shias. Hezbollah, 1982, it was founded, and Hamas was founded in 87, and they've been ruling Gaza since 2017. So, having said all of that, why don't we show this, RT? I think we can start off with this. The Afghanistan withdrawal. Well, you know, before we get to that, I want to show you exactly what Joseph Robinette Biden was doing on Saturday during
the... Does he know what he was doing?
Well, actually, no. I think Jill had to kind of, like, you know, good one, though. Can we put up attachment three? This is hard to look at. This is attachment three. Folks, you'll just have to go to this video, rather than, see this in the show notes. This is attachment three, and he was having a barbecue. The president and first lady are hosting a barbecue for White House executive resident staff and their families. They called a lid, I think it was at 11:42 a.m., because of this barbecue. And that's what Biden was doing. Can you believe it? Meanwhile, I think President Donald Trump had said something, and thank you, Eric. Donald Trump had said something more and quicker than Biden did as the occupant of the Oval Office. Isn't that sickening?
I remember it. And be advised, all this crap where Biden gets up there on how we stand with Israel, this and that and the other, he won't even meet with Israel. Okay, yeah. There's no support for Israel coming from this White House. That's a lie. Hey, that's a bold-faced lie.
You've got the aircraft carrier, Gerald R. Ford, going over there, but and a carrier group, but beyond that...
Well, that's because the public's looking at him, but up to that point... Up until yesterday, he didn't care. He doesn't care.
No, he doesn't. And folks, as you watched, if you watched any of this unfold, undoubtedly you saw photographs, video of some of the weapons being used by the terrorists invading and attacking Israel. This is attachment number one. This is the equipment, so people know this. This is the equipment that the military, U.S. military, left in Afghanistan. This is attachment number one. Now look at those numbers. This is the Taliban's new arsenal. But the equipment, especially the small arms, were being used and documented in video. Go ahead, sir.
And I'm curious how much money was shaved off of the Ukraine aid and funneled over here.
100%.
Okay, because that's absolutely, in my opinion, has occurred. And when you look at the equipment and you look at the aid, I mean, that's an army. That's a hell of an army, just with U.S. equipment. And this habit that, you know, got started in Vietnam about it leaving. You got to remember now, in Vietnam, we didn't have near the tanks and the things on the ground that we had in Afghanistan. Okay, it was a different, Vietnam was more foot soldiers than anything, and probably helicopters. There was tanks there, don't get me wrong, and yes, there were APCs. But you got to remember, you're fighting in a jungle environment. A tank and an APC only go so far. Afghanistan, everything mobile, you mobilized, you took the troops. 9 times out of 10, in vehicles or helicopters to whatever the staging area is, and then moving them forward. So this is two different wars. So when this idiot Milley, who just left office, the Democrat pigs work that just left office, okay, the guy who had his nose so far up Biden's ass, they probably have him scheduled for surgery and with a team of surgeons to get him out of there. Okay, that guy made the decision to leave all this equipment in Afghanistan. That was, I want you to think, these are very creative people. Look at what the Afghans did and the Taliban with just the small amount of stuff that the Soviets left there in the 80s. They used that stuff and fought using that stuff for years. So you can imagine this nice, beautiful American equipment, a lot of it not even 3 or 4 or 5 years old, being left there. We're talking tanks, trucks, the whole nine yards. We're talking about outfitting an entire army.
Yeah.
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 We're good, exactly. Good to go. And now here's another one for us. One of the Israeli commanders said that he knows for a fact that some of this stuff was from Afghanistan. So now this raises another question. How were they able to move all of this kind of stuff from Afghanistan all the way over to the Gaza Strip without being seen by satellite? There's so many unanswered questions here. You know what I'm saying?
There's only ways into Gaza, really. Through Israel, one through Egypt.
That's it.
Or by
and
sea.
Egypt and, yeah. So Egypt's... there's so many lies being told here, they're not even going to be able to keep up with their own lies. Something is very, 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 very wrong. And I'm sure the CIA knew this was coming and probably didn't say a word.
You know,
this what I witnessed is unforgivable. Okay, because what they did to civilians was some of the most savage things I've ever seen.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I was thoroughly and 100% revolted, people. I've seen a lot of things in my life.
Which
that kind of stuff just bothers you still. Remember, we talked last week about this.
We did.
Our enemies.
Yeah.
Talked about the kind of enemies we're facing. I'm trying to tell you.
Well, I had communication this weekend with Michael Yon, and
awesome guy.
I'm going to tell you right now. He was saying that It wasn't him, but one of his associates witnessed Syrians coming across the border. Hundreds of
now listen, Michael,
CCP people, CCP communist Chinese members. Go ahead.
The southern Doug's talking about the southern border, ladies and gentlemen.
I'm
talking about a border in but Jan's down there near the Darien Gap, which is Panama,
right?
Colombia. He knows a guy that's sitting on the U.S. border and knows what he's talking about, knows what he's saying. See, a lot of stuff's coming across that people don't know. But then you have these guys that are experts like Jan and his people. And when they see a group of men, they can tell you where those guys are from.
And we, our government is paying money and providing some equipment to improve the path from Panama to the southern border, okay, which, again, this does
They're transporting them.
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah.
Those clowns down there that can't put together a donkey and a cart are coming up in buses. Okay. Well, why don't you stop and think about this? And they're housing them here. And I was being told this weekend by someone, and I'm going to get to the video proof. Okay, of a person being questioned that said they're there working for the UN, being paid $2,200. This is inside the United States. They're working for the UN. They're being paid $2,200 a month, and they have a cell phone, and they were told to wait for instructions. I'm going to get you that video.
Now, I saw that video.
Why don't you stop and think? Yeah, but you did too.
Yeah.
I withdrew all my stuff this morning. I don't know what I did with it. But it's there, Doug.
Yeah.
If you saw it too, then that's what we've been both just.
In fact, you sent that to me. It was a Facebook. Well, it actually made it to Facebook, maybe, Twitter,
okay,
all the social media platforms.
This is no joke, people. Oh yeah, it was the guy in the car telling about. Yes. The guy in the car was describing the experience. Listen, and I'll tell you right now, we got a lot of listeners out there. Okay, I know there's a lot of people listening to this show. I would really, really like, and please do not put yourself in danger doing it. But if you got abandoned buildings that are maybe going to be torn down soon, places you were told were FEMA camps, things like that, try and find out for us. So, because we don't have enough eyes on the ground to see the entire United States. We need some intel, okay? And back it up, please, with video. All right, but try and locate this stuff. If suddenly the FEMA camp that was built near you that was empty is suddenly full,
or try by and get a Walmart or whatever, you know.
Yeah, right. Well, there you go. There was that involved too because they were closing Walmarts
and but hotels, anything. Yeah,
and,
go ahead.
And Doug, you sent me a list of buildings that it looked like were buildings that were to be demolished.
Yes,
and that quite possibly, we know at least one of them is housing these armies.
Think
about that.
I want to thank Eric the Tech because he found the using the markings on the building that we showed during our last broadcast.
Yes.
It was Toro College in New York City. Thank you, Eric the Tech. And, of course, from there, I'm not going to tell you what we're doing, but we're moving forward with our investigation, and RT is a big part of that. So, yeah, incredible.
The enemy is being housed right next to us.
Which,
and I'll tell you, I mean, stop and think about it. If suddenly at 6 o'clock in the morning, Wednesday morning, suddenly you're being overrun by 125,000 military-aged men armed with AK-47s and instructions to kill you, what are you going to do about it?
Think Israel.
Think about it.
Yeah.
But stop and think about it. Yeah. What you witnessed in Israel, that's coming to a town near you. They're housing these armies all over the United States. This is no joke. And they think we don't know about it. We've stumbled on it.
Well, that's what Michael said this weekend. He said, you have no idea, man. You got no idea. This, what happened in Israel can happen and most likely will happen in the United States, perhaps in Canada, by people mm-hmm. already here.
Yep.
By Biden's invitation, which I'm going to just toss this in here real quick because I want to dispense with this. I wrote a new column for Wisconsin Christian News. So folks, if you haven't done so, please donate to them. Keep them in business as well as subscribe. If you can put the my column on screen, that would be attachment number. It's one of the attachments. I believe there it is, right there. It's Investigator's Corner. Modern Day Red Dawn, Skyrocketing Crime and Private Money. Well, in this, okay, essentially what I did was I imposed upon some investigators to find out who is behind the Colony Ridge, that encampment down just north of Houston in Texas. You know, we've got a 1950, I'm citing now this column. We have a 1,954-mile border, 4 states border Mexico, Arizona, California, New Mexico, and Texas. We, the U.S., we have the highest percentage of illegal aliens invaders by country. With a total population of over 330 million people, it's estimated that there are over 52 million illegals in this country right now, and over 7 million, and that number is growing rapidly every day since Biden took office and Alejandro Mayorkas became head of the Department of Homeland Security. According to the stats, which I did confirm with Michael Yon, just real quick, Mexico, India, China, the Philippines, El Salvador, Cuba, Vietnam, Guatemala, and Korea. Those are the top countries of origin. Not necessarily in that order, but more Chinese now are coming across the border.
You need to be worried about that.
Yeah, please, worry. I mean, well, not worry, but be aware. Yes, yes.
China's our arch enemy. I don't give a damn what's going on in the news or anything like that. Ladies and gentlemen, you'd be advised to this. Do not ever, ever, ever trust China.
Never.
Ever. Forget about Russia being the boogeyman. Okay? Now, it may come down to Russia getting into a fight with the United States, and that's strictly because of the United States' behavior. That's because of our foreign policy and the things that we're doing.
Exactly.
And shame on us for doing it.
No,
we have no business over in Ukraine. Everything we're doing in Ukraine is crap. It's bull. We have no business there.
That place needs
to be cleaned out.
Ukraine, you're referencing, right?
Yeah.
All right. Yes. Before we jump there, because we need to jump there, but if you scroll down a little bit, Eric, the map there will show you.
And ladies and gentlemen, right, please take the time to read this article on the website.
No, it's not going to be on the website. Take the time to read it in Wisconsin Christian News, this coming edition.
I thought you were going to put a copy on our site, too.
Now, what I will do is subsequent copies or subsequent investigation on the website. But this lays out the basics of the Colony Ridge. And if you look at the map there. Look how much of an area that encompasses. And if you scroll down there's a typical lot at Colony Ridge. There are people that are getting rich because it's more like a buy here, pay here kind of situation with Colony Ridge, where you'll have illegals where they don't ask for any identification. Or they don't require, I shouldn't say that, they don't require U.S. citizenship in order to get a lot there. They're sold a lot at a predatory rate mortgage. There's what they have to pay for water and sewer hookup if it is available. The infrastructure within this area is bad. The bottom line is they don't know. We don't know. Liberty County, which is where this is located, they've got no idea who's living in this, 60-square-mile development, which is huge just north of Houston. And Randy Taylor, this is what we're talking about in terms of people who are coming in and where they're staying and the NGOs that help. And this article goes into the ownership and such. But thank you, Eric the Tech, for that. But folks, Wisconsin Christian News, it's mind blowing. But you know, RT, you found other areas very similar to this. We spoke about this last week as well.
We are being surrounded.
Yeah, exactly. You know,
and that's the thing. You don't know what go time is. We don't know what go time is. It could be 5 minutes from now. Are you ready? You need to find out where these people are. We need to find out ways to get them out. Go to your city council. Go to the county commissioner's office. Find out what the hell's going on.
Well,
I
think that's so, so very important.
Go to the sheriff. Go to the sheriff.
Yes.
And ask him what the hell is going on here.
I totally agree with you on this. Rather than wait, have people wait for, you know, a big reveal, Yovan Hutton Pulitzer did a broadcast on Saturday, and he's very well known for the election validation issues. This is source video 2 in the show notes. There are 4 segments I identified from his time. This is Saturday. He did this on Saturday during the day, during the attack against Israel. The first segment I identified here, he's going to provide some information. I want you to listen to this very, very carefully, because this also goes to what the heck, how did this happen? Why did this happen? And also what else is going on? What preceded this attack in Israel? I thought this was extremely interesting. This is segment 1 of source video 2 in the show notes, available at HagmanPI.com. Just click on the episode title and it'll expose all of the links. Go ahead and play segment 1.
You understand, I told you yesterday that one of the big breaks at 23andMe that happened over the last few days is somebody broke into the database to get the genetic profiles of Jews, specifically Ashkenazi Jews, of which I am. There's something bigger afoot in this. One thing you need.
I just stop it right there. Consider, Randy Taylor, that in the week before the invasion of Israel, the attack against Israel, 23andMe, there was a data breach, and the genetic code for the Jewish population was downloaded. For what purpose?
Oh.
Think about that. While we're on Pulitzer, you and I spoke earlier saying that this was allowed to happen. Here are his thoughts. This is a little longer segment. This is segment 2, and we can talk on the other side of this, and you can give me your thoughts about what he's got to say. Segment 2, source video 2.
Now maybe you see why I say this is a huge intelligence failure. This was allowed to happen because the United States is so freaking weak. This was allowed to happen. Any other time in our history, this would have never occurred, because there's so much chatter underground. It's part of why you see all of the anti-Semitic rhetoric that has popped up all over the place. It always tells on itself, but our country did nothing. Here's Hamas. Apologize. You might not speak it. I'll give you the short translation. This is Hamas saying, thank you very much for supporting us and sending us all of these weapons from the Ukraine. They are thanking Zelensky.
إن هذا السلاح سوف نستخدمه ضدكم يا أعداء، سوف نستخدمه ضد إسرائيل. نشكر السلطات.
Hamas thanking Ukraine for the weapons and helping them destroy Israel.
نشكر السلطات الأوكرانية لبيعنا هذا السلاح. إن هذا السلاح سوف نستخدمه ضدكم يا أعداء، سوف نستخدمه ضد إسرائيل. نشكر السلطات.
They're using many covert tactics as well. They're dressing as IDF, going door to door, saying they're there to save the families, but they're not.
It's heartbreaking.
It's my heart. I think of all my redheaded babies, my babies I make are redheads. Anyway.
The father's hands are covered in his daughter's blood.
What's happened there is they've taken the older daughter. The family is explaining to the young son, basically, she's not coming back. They're going to kill her, which was happened.
Randy Taylor, your thoughts?
I wish I had been there to help. Those children needed a hug, and their family needed to be saved. Folks, it's just a taste of what's coming.
You know what? Let's go right to segment three. This is a
short. That just makes that rips my gut out, man.
I know. I mean, going door to door, killing civilians, taking the young girls,
and not even killing them instantly, letting them sit there and be tortured mentally, horribly, before they killed themselves, and killing children in front of their parents. I mean, I just can't think of anything worse. I really can't. I spent my entire life protecting people.
Can you imagine as a father, you know?
No, I cannot. I cannot.
But here's what the media is not telling. This is, we, the Americans, the citizens of America, the citizens of Israel, I don't care. Cut the Zionist crap.
I'm sick of Chinese pro-Palestinian people. I said over this bullshit.
Okay, yeah, exactly.
I've been done with it.
But understand that we're being used as pawns in a much larger game here. Let's go to segment three. This is only 2 minutes.
Tell about people of Palestine really quick, okay? When they talk about Palestinians. Remember this. There is no P in the Arabic language.
Good point.
So what does this tell us, class? It tells us that these people were banished to the wilderness by a king a long time ago and given the name Philistines, Palestinians. There is no P in the Arabic language. Their very name is a scourge to Arabs. So I want you to stop and think about that. But they're using them for their battle cry. But even to the Arab world, for centuries, these people were garbage.
You know, I haven't thought about that.
Why don't you stop and think about that?
I haven't thought about that since we...
Who did David kill?
Yeah. Goliath.
Wow. And what was Goliath? A Philistine?
Yep.
Yeah. These people are garbage. That's Israel's land. And you know what? I don't care about the British. I don't care about the U.S. I don't care about anybody because God supersedes all of them. That's Israel's land.
I agree. Yep. Yep. Title deed by God.
And I'll tell you what, I hope they enforce the eviction procedure.
Oh.
This week, and they're going to do it old-fashioned style.
Yep.
The way that God commanded them back in the Old Testament. Every living thing. Kill it.
This is going to get much bigger, much wider.
And it is. It's going to get bigger, and there will be consequences. But I want Israel to have their day.
I do as well. But you know, we have members of Congress, the members of the squad in Congress. We've got people in our government who are siding with these savages.
They're dancing in the streets today. They were dancing in the streets yesterday. They're dancing in Toronto right now.
Exactly. And we'll show that picture in a moment. We'll finish with Pulitzer here. We'll go to segment three, and then after that, segment four. But segment three, this is, we've got representatives, people in our government calling for the destruction of Israel. Think about that. Think about the Presley and what's her name, who married her brother in Congress. Wanting to see
Omar.
Yeah,
that little piece of garbage.
Exactly.
Yeah, the one from up there in the Tri-Cities area.
Yeah. Hey, you know what? If I lived in that area, I'll tell you what, I'd be on war footing right now. I'd be looking.
Absolutely. I'd be at her damn house on it. You know what? This what happened over this weekend was absolutely unforgivable and absolutely disgusting. And that was attacks on civilians. That wasn't against the Israeli Defense Forces.
No, and it's coming. Okay.
What they did was cowardly. And it's starting to. They're going to drive that wedge in again. I mean, it's been there. Don't get me wrong. People have a hard memory after 9/11. Okay, but we're starting to kind of get along. And that drove a divisive thing right in the middle of it. It's right back to ground zero. The Million Man Marches, which had all cultures participating, there's going to be problems now. The globalists are behind this.
And that's such a good point. People don't lose sight of the big objective here.
This is the big picture. Folks, remember, intertwined, everything that we talk about, it's intertwined. Every day we give you every time we get on the air, we show another piece of fabric from that intertwining. It's like every day could be connected to the day previous, to the day previous, to the day previous, just by virtue of what we present to our listeners. So obvious what's going on.
You and I spend a lot of time looking at the dots and connecting the dots for people to see the bigger picture, unlike the mainstream media and even some in the alt media. So here's segment three. It's a short segment, but this is what we're up against here in the U.S. Go ahead.
But our own country has culpability in this. Our own policies. Look, we got Omar. We have lawmakers that have called for the destruction of Israel. Oh, that 9/11 thing, that was just a thing. It was no big deal. You also have to understand this is why they attacked Netanyahu. Remember all that during the Trump stuff? Is to get him out. This is why you've seen all of the rhetoric going on about Zionism. How many people should be ashamed of yourselves for buying into that anti-Semitic crap that many out there who call themselves Christians shared? Israel's bad. Israel's behind this. Just like Q, you got sucked into an intelligence operation because they were planning this. And they shit in your mind between your ears and your cranium. So when this came, as they're murdering thousands of children and women and grandmothers and stuff, So you kind of look the other way. Wow, they were Zionist, and you don't even know what the freaking word means or what it really stands for. But you bought into it. And you shared that crap. And that's the price for your ignorance. That's the price for you thinking you're getting your news out of social media, or you follow somebody online who's a fucking idiot just because they invoke Q. You think they're smart and they tell you it's the fucking Jews taking over the world, and you hop on that bandwagon as a Christian. You should be ashamed of yourself because you can't think around this. You can't think how valuable it is to have that democracy right in the middle of the Middle East, that everybody in the Middle East.
Yeah.
And you know what? At the end of the day, these are God's people. We're God's chosen people. Don't ever forget that. Okay? Stand with them. They've done their things wrong. Yeah, they've done things wrong. We all have. But listen, these are God's chosen people.
We're not talking about political Israel. We're not talking about the politics of Israel. We're talking about the, you're right, God's chosen people.
And we have to stand, support. You got it, and stand shoulder to shoulder with them, because when God comes back to earth, that's what he's looking for.
Well, I'll tell you what. This is the last segment from Mr. Pulitzer.
Oh, and, okay. And Omar, it was Ilhan Omar.
Yeah, Ilhan Omar. Thank you.
I couldn't think of the name of that piece of garbage.
I'll tell you what. I've been trying to put that.
She makes me cringe. Just the fact that we are in a country that would elect something of that garbage level and put it into a legislative house. What the hell are we thinking? This is where the country is so broken.
Can you imagine looking at this and saying, what the heck?
Yeah, that would be like in 1776 voting in a British general.
Yeah.
I mean, come on. What the hell is going on with the people? This is where we failed. We failed. It isn't that they outnumber us. They just get out there and work harder at it than we do.
That's a good point.
It isn't. They don't outnumber us. I firmly believe there is more conservatives than there are Democrats. Now, that may change by next Wednesday at the rate that the Mexicans are coming over the border. But at this present point in time, I am convinced there's more conservatives. If you had to get right down to it, your life depended on it. More conservatives than there are at the left.
I think the bias leans towards that. And I think you're
yes.
right.
And
right.
And the thing is, they're better at it than what we are. Yeah. They're doing a better job. They get out on the streets and they pound the streets. They get out there and they protest. They manage to get the universities to utter their crap and drill it into the minds of the people in the universities, the students. Yeah. Now they're into the grade schools. Now they're in the high schools. Now, they're all the way down to kindergarten. The propaganda is running full steam in this country. It hasn't stopped. It's getting worse. And we're not doing enough about it. And this is where patriotic Christian pastors have dropped the ball. If you're a patriotic Christian pastor out there, don't pat yourself on the back, because I'll be honest with you, you haven't been doing that good of a job. Okay? If it were up to me, I'd fire your ass, because you dropped the ball. These were your sheep. Yeah. And what is a shepherd supposed to do? Protect them from the wolves. You walked them right to the wolves. Shame on you. And those people out there think Joel Osteen is an example of a great reverend. That's what's wrong with you. Joel Osteen is a motivational speaker at best.
I wonder if Osteen had this on his prophetic bingo card, or if it was just if he just stuck with prosperity.
Yeah, you know what it is he's doing it for the money, okay? And that's how pathetic we are as Christians, is that Well, that's the kind of speaker we want. We don't want somebody that's going to yell at us and chastise us. We want somebody to make us feel good.
And
get away from me.
You know, I do have in my notes an attachment, weak men make for hard times. It's yes, a sir. Twitter picture. And you know, that's where we're at. But it'll be in the show notes. You can access it yourself. We'll finalize it because Pulitzer said a few things in this final segment here. And it made me think of our discussion of last week, yours and mine. Folks, listen to this. Watch this. Again, this is from the same video, same source video. Now, this is about 4.5 minutes long. It's roughly about that. But listen and watch carefully because there's some information here that I think is relevant to what Randy Taylor, myself, Eric the Tech, what we've been telling you. And this will conclude that source. Go ahead. This is segment 4.
This will be touch and go for a while. I would suggest you keep your eye on it. I would suggest in social media, you really watch for the rhetoric against Americans. Hindsight's always beautiful, but the anti-Semitic rhetoric really ramped up in the weeks before this. Now they've hit Israel. You need to watch all of those. Call out America. No, this is not get in your streets. Do not make that mistake. Do not give them an excuse. But I tell you what, behind your doors, in your home, you better get your shit together. You better now realize we're at war, and as I've always told you, this is a global war. Now you see how much rhinos embedded truly cost us. Right now, those rhinos cost thousands of lives in Israel, one of our most important allies, keeping us safe from extremists on the Islamic side. There's extremists on every side. All of these lawmakers promised you election integrity. All of these people out there screaming, the audit did nothing, it was a fake and it was a fraud. All of those people enable what we're just seeing. Because it's all connected. Think about all those people that helped enable, we don't need to do full forensic audits, it's horseshit. All of them have this blood on their hands. And why is that? Because many of them, out of professional jealousy or just idiocracy, right, call crap out. It's the thing to do, but it all has a cost. And we have paid a dear cost in our nation. We have paid you listen to me, Michigan? Let's fix this. You listening to me? You look back at the cost of every one of you saying full forensic audits were horseshit and crap. You now know, as it's come down every day, it's the fucking paper. All states, all the people that fought out against it and hopped on that bandwagon, it's just a grift, it's just that. Imagine what we would have had in our hands if we'd have just done our fucking job. What we would have really known about every state, what we would have really had proof-wise, how many different areas we would have been fighting this, but no, you decided to hop on a bandwagon. No, we don't need full forensic audit. That's a waste. That's a grift. That's shit. Do you know what that cost our country? Other than the years we've been fighting and we could have been so much further down the road? Yeah. Yeah, let my people go. You did. You let your people go right down the fucking sewer. And it's all connected. every bit of this is connected. I hope you enjoy it. I hope you relish in this, because you just watched the beginning of this unfolding. And here in the United States, fucking pettiness. Pettiness. And you know why that pettiness matters? Because even in the face when we all know it was bad, we couldn't get past the pettiness, and the evil that wants to obliterate us senses that. And now look at the steps they've taken. You happy? You excited? This is the cost. This is the cost of just not being emotional about it and get the facts and get the job done. Because the only thing we have as Americans is fixing our elections. We can't hop over in boats, get our guns, be lone wolves, and go support Israel. Can't happen. Can't stand on our own borders and defend it. Can't happen. They'll take our guns. The only thing we ever had, ever, was fixing our elections. That's it. And we had a shot. We had a shot when we had the most incredible momentum in the world. And we blew it. Because it somehow it turned into a competition. Who's going to get bragging rights instead of just doing what's right?
There it is. You know, stolen elections have consequences. And I make no apologies for his language. It is what it is. Okay. He's got every right to be angry knowing what he did to expose the problems with the 2020 election. But
okay, get used to the language. I'll tell you that right now, because when it hits and you're fighting for your life, and this kind of thing happens in your town, like what happened over in Israel, and they're kicking in your door, you're going to hear a whole lot worse, vulgar language from people that are screaming in agony and in pain.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm...
Get past the language. In fact, when emails come in about that, you get deleted. I don't even read it.
You know, the more I look at what happened this weekend, the more I think of my friend who has since passed, Henry Groover. And I remember being with him. The last time I was with him was in Branson, Missouri, in the green room of the Mansion Theater. And we were sitting and we were talking. And this is page one. If you haven't seen this, heard this, read about it, whatever. I think Steve Quayle also has a link to this. I know we had a conversation about when World War III would start. And he said this: when Israel sends troops into Gaza, it will be a sign that the final war, now, again, this is what I recall, the final war, the World War III will begin. It'll be a sign when it started. Folks, please read this article and understand that we are in a whole different realm right now. And this is a spiritual battle. That's Henry Groover.
We're staring into the abyss.
We are. What a man of God. I mean, to know him, and I remember he was sick and frail, and I can't remember, it was something stupid going on, and he said, "Let me pray for you." And I'm thinking to myself, this is backwards, man. I mean, holy cow, this is backwards.
That's a man of God.
That's a man of God indeed. I want to if we can put page four up here, what you said at the beginning of the show is, this needs to be driven home too. This is a Wall Street Journal article. This is page four in the show notes. Iran helped plot attack on Israel over several weeks. And the reason I want people to see this is what you said earlier. You know, with all of the movement of the equipment, with all of the armaments, how is it that no one sounded a warning?
Yeah, I mean, if you saw a single armored vehicle going into Palestine or to get into the West Bank, Gaza, in there, wouldn't it like?
You would think.
I mean, you know, ta-ding, there's something wrong here, you know?
So, okay, now, one of the last things, I think, because of time, but there's so much more in the show prep. So if Iran helped plot the attack on Israel over several weeks, has anyone thought about the $6 billion sanction money that was released back to Iran? And Blinken got on the air and said, oh, well, Iran did not have access to that money. Folks, if you go to HagmanPI.com, this is page three in the show notes. It's linked. You can go directly to HagmanPI and get it.
What I understood is they said they defended it saying, oh, well, it was earmarked for humanitarian aid.
Which it wasn't.
But even if it was, you're giving it to Iran.
But there's a catch here. And I've got to tell you, brother, this is something I did not realize. It is right there.
And let's go back even further. When Obama was president, remember the pallets of money being flown into Iran?
Of course.
And they were saying, oh, these are just seized assets. It's theirs. We're just giving it back to them. And that's kind of the story they're trying to tell here. It's like,
well,
why wasn't this released, you know, 10 years ago?
You know, here's the problem that was pointed out. If you look at the top there, if you look at Egypt in 2010 and you look at Minneapolis in 2020.
Really?
Yeah. There's a whole lot of similarities. One is BLM. The other, of course, is the Muslim Brotherhood, Hamas, Hezbollah-backed groups. This was taken from Conservative Treehouse. And Sundance, who I've got a lot of respect for, he wrote that, he wrote a lot of things, but this is, when you look at what's going on here, against the backdrop of this Iran-sponsored Hamas attacks against Israel and innocent civilians, his report, which is published at Conservative Treehouse, is perhaps the most important investigative article you'll ever read. And the reason being is Blinken and others have gotten on television and said, well, Iran doesn't have access to that money. The fact of the matter is this, that money, that $6 billion, was transferred to Qatar. Okay, a bank in Qatar. So Qatar is pretty much like Ukraine for the terrorists. Okay. It provided them with a line of credit to the tune of $6 billion. And you've got to read this article because what you had mentioned, RT, earlier too, the ideological interest behind the 2010-2011 Arab Spring, they're the same ideological interests behind the 2010 Black Lives Matter. And he writes, not merely similar people, but the exact same people, okay? And the reason I brought this up and the reason this is so important is because you've got a lot of people within our government saying, well, that $6 billion is irrelevant, when in fact it is uber relevant. And there's a video in this, embedded in this. We don't have time to play it, but it's of Blinken saying, well, they don't have access to that money. It doesn't matter. Having Qatar have that money, as you well know, RT, is much like, again, giving the terrorists a line of credit, or giving you, like, what's with Ukraine. And it's all, in this case, it's all about the funding of this terrorist operation. Go ahead, sir.
I just, there's so many things going on right now that they're all intertwined. That's what you look for.
Yep.
Look for those hooks, okay? Another blurb that popped up over the weekend was, and I don't know if this is a change of management or what, but three prominent supporters of Black Lives Matter have been murdered.
Yeah.
White supporters. I just sent it to Eric. There are three pictures. Amazingly, by Black people.
Yes.
I just sent that to Eric, and the second one right behind that, Eric, is the name of these people. But to me, that just seemed kind of strange with everything else that's going on, especially when we know there's going to be unrest on the streets.
Think about that.
Now, and once again, intertwined.
Yep.
So we're grabbing a piece of a puzzle right out of the air here, and we're going to ask you folks, think about it, because Doug and I are going to be thinking about it, trying to figure out where this fits. But that, and one of the people that was killed was that the guy whose girlfriend wouldn't give a description to the cops.
Correct. We spoke about that last week.
Yes, that was Ryan Carson.
Right. And what are the odds of this?
If you got that picture, Eric, I don't know if you can right now. I know you're having some technical difficulties earlier, but that, if you put the picture up, I'll read the names of who the people are. It just struck me as, you know, these were very influential people in the Black Lives Matter movement.
Something
screwy there. When you have a management change like that, start looking, people.
What are start the looking odds? When you look at the murders, again, all by Black people of Black Lives Matter supporters, very vocal, or influencers would be a better term.
Right.
What are the odds of that happening in that fashion? There's got to be something more going on here.
Tell Eric it's coming by email.
Okay.
I sent it by messenger the last time.
Yeah. The email.
It just struck me as so strange. So, so now I'm wondering, okay, what's going on there? How is Black Lives Matter going to be repurposed now?
That's a good point, especially given the influx of sub-Saharan Africans.
And we were talking about what we saw in some of the videos were Hamas people that were, Doug, they weren't typical for the region. They were black, and I'm talking like Sudan black.
Correct.
Kenya black. I'm talking, that's where Nairobi black. That's what I was talking about. They were in the attacking force. So there wasn't just Hamas. There was a lot of people migrated in here. There's the people up on the screen, and their names are, first one there, Pava Marie LaPere, committed anti-racist, right? Brutally battered and raped. The second one, Ryan Carson. And this is the guy whose girlfriend wouldn't give a description of the killer. Antifa's director of operations stabbed to death at a bus stop. Think about that. Antifa's director of operations. And then Josh Kruger, HIV plus leftist advocate, shot seven times in his own apartment by a Black person. This is just scary. Because we know Antifa and BLM work together. We know that. This is a strange set of circumstances. I just wanted to note that during the show today. Just keep our eyes open, because we're going to see some oddities there too.
I'm
there's going to be violence in the streets.
Exactly. Well, and there already is violence. If you look at one more here, I think we can, let's see here. Video 9, for example. This is incredible.
Thanks for putting that up, Eric. Yeah. I appreciate it, brother.
I'll tell you what, he
rocks, man.
And by the way, folks, an announcement. Thursday and Friday shows, they're going to have to be done Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, I believe. They're going to have to be done from my office if we have shows at all. Eric, the tech, is going to be on assignment half of the week and then taking some personal time, well-deserved, the other half. And it's going to extend into next week as well. So I just want to bring that up.
If we do a show, it'll be that fireside chat. There, you know, setup we've done before,
kind of like this.
Yeah.
But video 9, you had mentioned about the various violence and protests. Again, what you said earlier about now the divisiveness between the people pro-Palestinian, if that's a thing. I'm not comfortable with that language. Okay. But anti-Israel would be more.
There you go. It's better one. The illegal inhabitants.
And I'll tell you something. There's people use those interchangeably. No, maybe this should be.
I never understood why with all the people that are surrounding companies that claim to support Palestine, as they call it, why don't they each take a quarter, a little chunk of a corner, and just cut out a big thing there and move Palestine in there, give them statehood, whatever, let them work off your welfare system. Because that's technically, right now, they're just a gigantic welfare state living off of Israel.
And people don't get that.
Right down to
their energy comes from Israel.
They got no gross national product.
Oh.
Death. You know, they teach their children this tall to kill. You noticed yesterday the children weren't really shocked in Palestine, or I keep calling it Palestine, but in Gaza, the Palestinian children weren't shocked. They know what was happening.
Yeah.
They probably practiced for it and watched their parents practice for it. Doug and I used to uncover videos of horrific things that they were teaching their children. And these were kids that were 4 and 5 running around with AK-47s and learning to kill whites. Period. End of story. If they were not Muslim, they were to be dead. I've got training films that locked away Doug, we got to bust that stuff out because it looks like we're going to go into round 2 here of Middle Eastern terrorism.
I'm afraid you're right, and I think it's
gonna... And you know what screwed up, my friend? They're going to want to come here and commit acts, and you and I, some of the best guys in the business, can't work with the FBI because of the pathetic slobs they are. So who's going to protect America? The FBI?
No, they're too busy coming after.
But you see the quagmire now, Doug? I was thinking about this morning. Is my phone going to ring and they're going to beg me to please help stop the attacks by going online and infiltrating them like I did, you know, 15, 20 years ago? And who are you going to be working for? The FBI? Get off my phone.
Yeah, but
what
I
do
think
I do?
That there's no
what
way.
What do you do?
Unless you're testifying against America First or anyone who's, talking against
them. That's what I'm saying. But the guys we used to work with, we won't talk to because of the scum they are.
And there we have it. It's
what a
not,
quandary. Talk about that strategy of tension. Wham!
You got it right, brother. Hey, you know, I can't believe we're already out of time. Time goes so quickly when you and I are together. I appreciate this. I appreciate your time.
And I've been sipping this whole show. So everybody knows. That's when you see me drinking off my cup here.
Oh, yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, please. All right. Stop by. Pick up a pack of K-Cups. Okay. This here is beans. And when you open this bag, you got to understand how these things smell. They smell awesome.
I polished off a half a bag of Detective Shorts this weekend. All right, bet. Hey, thanks, man.
Right on, my friend. Let me know when we're rolling again this week.
All right, folks, that'll do it. Have a great day.